Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
And welcome to the show. Those of you just leaving work, hopefully you had a good day. Thank you for making us your afternoon pals, your buds, and the drive home. And of course, there's really one story about which you're going to be hearing today, and that is the release of the Mueller report. And we're talking about that, obviously, on News Radio 930 WBEN and the larger framework, politics, destroying America or not. What do you think of this Reid quote? And I'm not talking about Greg Reid.
Yeah, you.
Well, let me read it so people
Bowerly
know.
Bowerly and Bellavia extended 5 hours.
Tom Reid's statement on public release of Mueller report. Today, the Mueller report was released, but the result remains the same. No Russian collusion. This should be celebrated. Now it is time for our country to heal, because all politics all the time is tearing our country apart and hurting real people. We must end this culture of division and work together on policies to help people. Tom Reid.
Personally, Tom Reid is one of the nicest and kindest people in politics. He really is. He's a good man, and he's always you're never going to find Tom Reid saying something that any side is going to be like, "Whoa, that guy was totally unhinged when he," you know. But at its core, what he's basically saying, I think, is something that a lot of people agree. We are way too polarized today. I mean, there are people that have deep emotions and get crazy over things that they don't even know what the hell they're talking about. I mean, let's just do the timeline. You got to go back. We forget so often because news changes every day. When Donald Trump was elected, we had grown men and women putting vaginas on their heads and holding rallies all across the country. And then they were protesting what? He hadn't done anything yet. And then it was the Kavanaugh nonsense, the Parkland school nonsense. Kavanaugh's a rapist. The Democratic Party has literally lost its mind so many times, I don't even believe anything. Talk about the boy who cried rapist. I don't even know what's going on now. We've attacked the judicial appointments by Donald Trump. We've attacked his cabinet. Betsy DeVos was going to murder public school children and make them all join Halliburton. We had, the Parkland guns, that Trump is this and that. Every 5 minutes, there's been a new scandal du jour. I don't know what to believe. They've been so emotional and so over the top. What Tom Reid's saying is, can we just pump the brakes and be like we used to and hate the president because he sends you to war? That was at least rational. What are you upset over Trump?
I think the genie is out of that bottle and is never going to be put back into that bottle until the end of the USA as we know it.
I mean, there is so much emotion and so much nonsense. I don't know what to take seriously anymore.
Excellent point.
But I will tell you this. What you have today, there are two volumes in this Mueller report, you know, almost 500 pages here. Volume one is about 199 pages, and it deals with, honestly, everything in volume one, it's a big letdown. I'll ruin the ending. You know, they don't have Russian collusion. But in volume two, that's where all the damning stuff, if you're a liberal, that's all the damning stuff on Trump. And it really gives you an insight better than any Bob Woodward book of what's really going on when you're the president of the United States. It's very apparent in this report. First of all, Donald Trump does not waive any of his privilege. The only evidence they have in volume two comes from Donald Trump allowing his staff, Don McGahn, his own personal counsel. He allows Don McGahn to sit down with Mueller's team for 34 hours. That's insane. That is not something a Clinton would do. Certainly not something an Obama would do. But think about that. You've got, you know, the famous headline right now, the trending headline is that Donald Trump told Jeff Sessions when he said, we're going to have a special prosecutor. He said, independent counsel. He said, I'm effed, is the quote. You've absolutely destroyed my presidency. It's the worst thing. This is terrible. How did we get that information? Because Jeff Sessions' secretary took notes and gave them to special counsel. That is privileged information. He did not need to do that. I would argue it was probably malfeasance for him to do that, malpractice to be advised. He did it anyway. Are these the actions of a person that has something to hide? You've declared from the very get-go that collusion in general is not in the U.S. code, and then you go out and say categorically that Article 2 of the Constitution states that the interpretation of Barr is the same interpretation of Mueller, that a sitting president cannot be indicted. So you can't indict a president, and there is no collusion in the U.S. code. What do we got? We've got obstruction of justice and conspiracy to commit obstruction of justice. Now we have 11 instances where the president of the United States says something to his staff and they don't execute on it. What's that? Is that a crime?
No, it's not a crime.
He's on Twitter every 5 minutes saying things that nobody's acting on. He wants he wanted to investigate Saturday Night Live. Did you take that seriously? Are you going to hit him for obstruction of justice because he wants Alec Baldwin to be fired?
Obstruction of mediocre TV, maybe.
I mean, seriously, there's nothing here. But to me, the takeaway is he waived his privilege. He did not do what Clintons do, which is lawyer up and say, wait a minute, sex with an intern, technically it's in the Oval Office. Technically, that's privilege. No one can find out any information.
It is coming up on 5:15 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's get back to Joe in Orchard Park. Joe.
Hey, Tom, you were asking me what lies they were talking about in the news media today. A couple of them, another one I thought of was MSNBC and CNN kept saying that the report is an error because there's no way you can rule out conspiracy, and they kept reading the same section of the report over and over again that said that the special counsel's team knew that people in Trump's orbit who had materially obstructed the investigation because they continued to lie about their connections to Russia. And Fox News reported what they were both reporting, and they were dumbfounded. They must not have slept at a Holiday Inn Express last night. And they were because you could tell they were thinking to themselves, well, how can they rule out conspiracy if they know that there are people lying? And it took until Tom Dupree, the former assistant attorney general, came on. He goes, they asked him about it, and he said, well, they know who those people are. Flynn supposedly lied, but he lied about a conversation with the ambassador to Russia after the election. It had nothing to do with conspiracy. Said the same thing about Michael Cohen. It had to do with the Trump Hotel. It had nothing to do with conspiracy of the election. He brought up Manafort, and he went through all of them. And they were like, oh, okay. And, I mean, CNN and MSNBC were deliberately lying about this and misleading the people, thinking that conspiracy is still open.
But to their audience, though, Joe, I mean, honestly, how much can I outrage you? If you're a regular listener to this program, I hope you are. But if you're a regular listener, if I fired you up every day and said, Joe, it's time for your pitchforks and your torches. Meet us at Lafayette Square. We're going after. I mean, how much outrage can you take? These people have been losing their minds for 3 years, and this is just the latest. But before that, it was Kavanaugh's a rapist. It was every woman should be heard. And then it was the Vagina March. And then it was Hollywood. And then it was Parkland. And then it was guns. And then it was Betsy DeVos. And then it was, you know, the nonsense of what was going on in North Korea. Every single day, there is a new outrage from the left. How, as a liberal, what do you do?
Well, that's why that guy shot all the congressmen at the baseball diamond and it almost killed Scalise.
That's right.
He even said it in his post.
He's a Bernie bro.
He was talking about Adam Schiff, talking about how he had evidence and Republicans were just covering for the president. And he said that's why he hated the Republicans so much, because they were covering up for this scumbag Trump. And so he goes and shoots him. And then, oddly enough, for almost 30 days, after I seen him on the air every day on multiple shows, Adam Schiff wasn't on for like 30 days. On these, but, you know, no one talks about that, but he definitely had blood on his hands from that.
Well, listen, I'm telling you right now, there is nothing in this report that has changed the narrative. Rachel Maddow will still be live tonight. Don Lemon, Chris Cuomo, they'll all be live. They just had members of their party are talking about abortion in the fourth trimester. There's all of these ridiculous stories coming out from the Democrats. They will still state with look at the camera, look at their teleprompter, and they'll say obstruction of justice. They're going to say Russian collusion. It's there. Trust me. Adam Schiff will say it. You know, it doesn't matter what they said 10 years ago, 2 months ago. This is their narrative. It's like global warming. It's like anything else. I don't care what's happening behind the curtain, Tom. This is what is actually the truth. And this is why they're not serious people.
Right,
these are jokesters.
Joe, thank you very much for the call. Hey, David, have you noticed, by the way, an increase in all the scuttlebutt and the talk now, and did this happen even before the Mueller report was released, of the president's tax returns? It's like they're already getting the next crisis du jour ready to go.
You know, Beto O'Rourke was everyone's released their tax returns. We find out that Bernie Sanders is a multimillionaire for the sole reason that he ran for president. He's, you know, monetized the ability to run for president, sold a book. But you know what? $500,000 a year is his down year. But capitalism works if it comes to Bernie buying an extra house. But he's a socialist, even though he doesn't live that way. Beto O'Rourke gives 1/30 of his income to charity, and he had the intestinal fortitude to tell his sycophants that him being there right now is a charitable act because he's not spending time with his family. He's feeding his wife, human baby turds. That story was disturbing. But Beto O'Rourke is saying that his charity is hanging out. The double standards will break your neck. It's so crazy. But yeah, tax returns. That was another one I missed. His tax returns, all the other, let's have a protest.
And let's get special hats. We go back to the phone calls and bring in Dennis from Lockport. We still have plenty of sound to get to. And Dr. Mark Epstein joins us after 6 o'clock. Dennis, it is your turn at long last on WBEN.
Hi, guys. Thank you. I got to listen to Barr's statement this morning, and I thought he was fantastic. Afterwards on WBEN, they had ABC covering it, and I thought they were outrageous. They said things that were so confusing, like the White House staff. Trump could have did this, he could have did that, but he didn't do it, and he never did it. But that's his intent is a sure sign of obstruction. But then there was one thing that Barr said that did bother me, and that was when he said that the American people should be really glad that President Trump is cleared, that not only did he, no collusion, no obstruction, nor any American colluded. And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, the FBI, the Steele dossier, paid for by the Clintons, and they colluded with the Russians.
But they didn't investigate that. What he was saying by, when the statement
is,
no, the statement he made is that in this investigation of Trump's campaign, no American worked with Russia or the Trump campaign to collude. There was no investigation done whatsoever on anything connected to Hillary Clinton.
Right, well, I'm worried he might be setting that up for the future. So when they do go to investigate, the left can come back and say, well, wait a minute, Barr said no American colluded.
There won't be an there will never be a collusion investigation into Hillary Clinton. They won't do it.
You don't think? You know,
they could.
Gate the Steele dossier and
they won't even touch it.
No, she walks on water.
Yeah, no, what they're going to go after Hillary Clinton for, and they actually won't even touch Clinton on this, but they're going to go after Obama-appointed people for their the way that they use the intelligence apparatus to eavesdrop, to spy, whatever way you want to spin it, how they used their FISA warrants illegally to wiretap and get surveillance on members of the opposition party. And that's what those guys will fry for. But Clinton will never be accountable for the Steele dossier. Fusion GPS will never be responsible for the lies that they put out
there. Isn't there any way to change minds? Isn't there any way to get something done that kind of looks like justice on that?
Well, the thing is that it's going to be another 2 years, and I certainly don't. Look. The reality is that when the party loses, I mean, Hillary Clinton is a loser. She's running around trying to, you know, she's basically going to Taco Bell openings, hosting little talks with her husband that are just unwatchable. No one's even doing it. She sounds like sour grapes. The loser of a presidential election, no one wants to beat them up. They're losers anyway. There's no political capital to go after Hillary Clinton for Russian collusion. That Russian collusion narrative is now dead, unless you're, you know, Nadler and Pelosi and Schumer, and you're going to continue to beat Trump up. But Horowitz is not looking into that. Horowitz is looking into abuse of power by Obama-appointed officials, and that's going to be delicious. We'll sink our teeth into that, and you're going to see Comey, Clapper, Brennan, Susan Rice. You're going to see Loretta Lynch, but you're not going to see Bill or Hillary Clinton, and you won't see Barack Obama.
And you won't see how the FBI used, what's his name, Heffler, as an undercover, posing as a Russian agent.
Nunez is talking about the way, but that's going to go to abuse of power by the FBI. My point is, you're going to get into how some of these Russian guys were used, how Papadopoulos was manipulated, how Carter Page, they eavesdropped on him, Michael Flynn, but you're not going to hear Clinton's name again, and you're not going to hear Barack Obama's name. They're going to go after, you know, the folks, because evidently Obama was just a narcoleptic. In the Oval Office.
Sleep with the switch.
Seriously, he has no accountability, no responsibility. People just did things in the office. He had no idea. Never. The President of the United States had no authority over a FISA court or a warrant. It's unreal.
Dennis, if you've got more, we'll put you on hold. Otherwise, we need to break. Well, the Mueller report has been released. This is what Tom Reed had to say. He's a congressman, and maybe you have some thoughts on this one way or the other. Today, the Mueller report was released, but the result remains the same. No Russian collusion. This should be celebrated. Now it is time for our country to heal, because all politics all the time is tearing our country apart and hurting real people. We must end this culture of division and must work together on policies to help people. Tom Reed. Agree, disagree with that statement? I mean, I really don't see how you can disagree with that statement. I mean, you go into a lot of social media places today, and maybe you've seen it on your own Facebook page. It's ugly. It is nasty. I've never seen it like this in my lifetime, and I doubt that in the history of the Republic there has been so much division over so many different issues, not even in the days leading up to the Civil War. I mean, we can't agree on anything, right and left. And again, Tom Reed, today the Mueller report was released, but the result remains the same. No Russian collusion. This should be celebrated. Now it is time for our country to heal, because all politics all the time is tearing our country apart and hurting real people. We must end this culture of division and work together on policies to help people. Kind of curious as to your thoughts, 803-0930, or your thoughts regarding the Mueller report itself. That's fine. We're pretty wide open today as far as that particular subject. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. David, one of the things we can look forward to coming up after 6 o'clock is analysis from Dr. Mark Epstein from New York City.
He is the Bowerly and Bellavia stunt brain. That's we bring him in for the big thinking, and he writes for the New English Review. But anyway, the point is, look, this. What's crazy to me is that if you went through the entire Mueller report, and you found two or three things that you thought were, wow, that's, you know, this is something. What do you think that the I mean, these are all left of center FBI and left of center prosecutors. Most of them worked either for the Clinton campaign or the Clinton Foundation. You're telling me that Nadler and Adam Schiff and all these other people, you're smarter. You knew something that Robert Mueller didn't know. You're telling me that Robert Mueller didn't want to find Donald Trump guilty. He wants to be the great Robert Mueller, the hero of 9/11, who put all these terrorists in prison. He was the FBI director during some of the darkest days in our history. And yet he wants to be known as having a 2.5-year exhaustive investigation that came up with nothing. I mean, surely he would want to prove the tens of millions of dollars invested into this investigation came up with some fruit. But no, we're going to go to Nadler. We're going to go to Adam Schiff. We're going to go to Nancy Pelosi or AOC or whoever. And or some guy living in West Seneca is going to find something in this report and say, wait a minute, maybe you overlooked this to the people who wrote the report. And the Democrats, of course, they want to hear from Robert Mueller, because why not have him testify, even though he just gave you 500 pages of his findings?
I don't see what's gained by that.
Well, what are you going to get out of it? It's like he wrote the report. Do you think he's going to be like, the following volume two is completely, that was added in last second by Doug McGann and Jay Sekulow and all these other people. I mean, it's absurd. Let him testify. Let him talk about it. The more he goes on and on, the end result is you got nothing for it. Nothing.
We have some folks calling in. We've also got a ton of audio. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. It is Michael on a cell phone. Michael, welcome. You are on WBEN.
Thanks. I don't think it's time to put it behind. And the reason I say that is it's never going to be put behind. But you can just see what the Democrats are doing. You have one report, one. Everything, it's spelled out. It's not good enough. Nope, let's revisit it. So I think the only way to put it behind, unfortunately, I hear your point about, let the country heal. It's not going to.
Well, that was Congressman Tom Reed, and I happen to agree with a lot of what he said there.
I agree with that in theory, but pragmatically, it's not going to happen. They are not going to say, now that the report's out, okay, let's get back to business and let's work the best.
I'm also inclined to agree with what you're saying.
The only people that reach across the aisle are supposed to are the Republicans. I think it's this time in history with this president that has a set, it's time to take the gloves off and have at it, because it's never going to go away. So the only way to win is to win, to defeat your enemy. Unfortunately, I hate to say that the Democrat Party is the enemy, but when you look at all their actions and what they stand for, I don't know what else you can call it. But to just let it slide and say, all right, now we're healing, we're doing that, malarkey.
But you know something? Michael, what you said is very controversial and it upsets a lot of people, but let me defend what you just said there for a second. What do you say when the other side is calling you the enemy? I mean, what are you supposed to do? If the most evil creature on the face of the earth is a man or a woman who thinks right of center, if they are calling you public enemy number one and your elected president is a tool of the Russian government, understand, this wasn't about collusion, Michael. They said he was an agent of the Kremlin. This is far beyond any exaggeration. Even the Mueller team never once considered Donald Trump an agent of the Russian government. But you heard that from James Clapper. You heard that from John Brennan. These were people Obama trusted with our darkest, deepest secrets. And they said he was an agent of the Kremlin. How do you not combat that with, wait a minute, my enemy says I'm evil? What are you supposed to do with the people that disagree with you? I mean, this is how you end up with, a country that'll never heal, because one side is constantly reminding their own people that guys like you, people like me, are the worst thing that's ever happened to America.
That's my point. It's never going to end. Do you think CNN, MSNBC, any of the other political operatives are going to look at facts and say, all right, maybe this, maybe that? That's not going to happen. That's why I'm saying it's never going to end. And in order for it sounds terrible, but let's just put it this way. If the Republicans or everybody just say, okay, now let's kumbaya and let's get along, we lost. Because if there's going to be no investigation, I hear your point as far as not going after Hillary. They should. When somebody bleach bits their server and smashes their phones with hammers, and yet that is just normal?
That's Bowerly outside the Verizon store, actually.
How did you know?
Yeah. No, but you're absolutely right. But they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. And so, but
it needs to be done. Or the other thing that's going to happen is and we all, unfortunately, put this in our minds is maybe this being a republic, maybe, you know, how long do empires last, if you want to use the word empire, you know, 250 years-ish? Maybe it's time for a secession to take place and, all right, here you go, here and have at it. And then maybe, that's far-fetched, and that's horrible, and that's the wrong way to go. But the fact of the matter is that if they do not get defeated and get put on their heels, it's never going to end. It's going to keep going on. I don't care what anybody says. It's just, let's just kick the can to the next president and
all right, Michael, your connection is going in and out. We're going to have to let you go. Sorry about that, but it's phasing in and out, and sometimes we're losing what you're saying. Thank you. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Yeah, David, I mean, as far as what Tom Reed said, I agree with it, but I also agree with the caller that is probably wishful thinking because, you know, the genie of political volatility and political vitriol is out of the bottle, and I don't think there's anything that is going to put it back into the bottle until the end of the republic.
Yeah, I don't want to see violence. I don't want to see a civil war. I don't want to see any of that. But at the same time, I mean, okay, so Hillary Clinton, let's say Hillary Clinton is public enemy number one. To who? To you? Because you don't like her attitude? You think she's insensitive or she's ignorant or she's a liar or whatever she is? But understand, the Democrats don't think anything about Hillary Clinton. That's just a sacrificial lamb. She's the sandwich of the week 5 years ago.
Oh, indifference is one of the greatest forms of insult there is.
But you could put Hillary Clinton in prison for 40 years. That's not where the Democratic Party's going. They're never going back. Matter of fact, we're going to rue the day that we piled on the Clinton family because the Clintons at least were moderates when it came to foreign policy. You've got people running for president right now in the 2020 campaign. 70% of those people want socialism. I mean, they're saying that socialism is the way to go. Hillary Clinton, she would be a fascist compared to these people.
All right. Chelsea Clinton 2028. Here we go.
I'm just telling you that it's that the Hillary Clinton, they don't care about her and she does nothing to move the agenda. There is a real coming threat that's coming out of the Democratic Party right now. And these are people that are trying to rationalize infanticide. They're trying to give you it's between you and your doctor if you club to death your baby like a seal. I mean, what the hell are you talking about? It's between you and your doctor when you decide to kill the child you gave birth to.
But David, only after it's made comfortable. Only after it's made comfortable.
Why make it comfortable? Make it cold. And I mean, the point is, this is where we're at. And all the warnings that you got from your Bible tracts, those things are all true now. You've got
you mean the Jack T. Chick publications?
You've got a political party that has lost its mind. We're not talking about whether or not, you know, the controversy of legalizing weed. We're talking about socializing medicine across the board, taking wealth and distributing it to the haves and the have-nots. Meanwhile, the candidates are all millionaires. I mean, this is we're wearing berets, waving French bread if Bernie Sanders is elected president.
Let's get right back to the calls on WBEN. It is Eric in Cheektowaga. Eric, hello. You are on Bowerly and Bellevue.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Dave.
Sir.
David. I guess the question is almost like the one that's not being asked. How do you convince an allegedly intelligent person to sell an obtuse idea? Let's just say that Congress and all these people, all these Democrats are intelligent. And now they got to convince us that what they're going to try and say is what they're trying to portray. What if it's bribery, blackmail, or physical harm that coerces them to say something that maybe doesn't make sense? There's no intelligent argument for it, except they're in trouble, so they got to sell it.
Can you be a little bit more specific for us? I'm a little slow.
Well, I guess, you know, if you say there's no collusion, well, wait a minute. You know what he said the other day? That sounds like something is wrong here. So we got to look at that thing he said 18 months ago. When, like, all the top people, well, the most intelligent investigators looked at this thing for 2 years and says there's nothing except, well, maybe. Why would they try and pitch it? I mean, I heard Higgins on the radio today talking about the American people need to see everything, but that's actually illegal to show the American people.
Right, because there's grand jury information in there. There are techniques and practices in there. I mean, could you imagine if you got brought up, a U.S. attorney, DA of Erie County, brings you up on a charge, turns out you're not what they say you are, but then they release all the things that happened in the grand jury that you weren't found guilty? I mean, that's absurd. You still have rights in the United States. It doesn't matter if you belong to an unpopular party or not. I mean, you know who I blame for all of this, Eric? It's not the fault of the Democratic Party. It's not the fault of anyone on MSNBC or CNN. It is the fault of the public school system in the United States, because nobody knows a damn thing about our civics, about our Constitution. They don't know what a right is. They talk about the Second Amendment because they think we like to wear camouflage and feel cool about ourselves.
And forget critical thinking.
You're absolutely right.
You're
absolutely right. You teach people what to think instead of how to think. And that has absolutely destroyed the ability for young people. They had no shot. They had no chance. You can look at millennials and Gen Zers and call them whatever you want. But AOC had no opportunity to be anything other than what she is, because she went to a college and they graduated thinking that your job in life is to drive your Audi and smell your own farts. And they are luscious and beautiful because they came from you. And those kids had no shot but to be what they are. They're told by their professors to knit hats and protest, and they're rewarded and encouraged to be as obtuse and ignorant as they possibly can. Eric, they're lemmings.
Eric, we thank you very much for the call. And by the way, good use of the word lemming. Also, an outstanding use of intestinal gas. Very, very appreciated. It is coming up on 5:55 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Tomorrow, of course, is Good Friday. At 3 o'clock, we will have with us the world's foremost authority on farts, which is really bizarre. Now, it is tomorrow's Good Friday. And at 3 o'clock, we're going to have with us, not in studio, but via phone, Barry Schwartz, who is the world's most renowned authority on the Shroud of Turin, a cloth which many people believe can be shown to possibly be the burial shroud of Jesus Christ. So stand by for the latest news on the Shroud of Turin. That's coming up after 3 o'clock tomorrow right here on News Radio 930 WBEN. And just ahead after the news at 6 today, Dr. Mark Epstein, political analyst, will join us with more on everything we've gotten into today and then some.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.